Now, another means of instrument, another instrument through which company can raise the fund is the borrowed fund. Now, borrowed fund are of two categories. I'll come here. Borrowed fund are of two categories, secured loan and unsecured loan. So from the trial balance, you'll come to know that there are different types of borrowed fund. Out of that, you have to bifurcate them into secured and unsecured. Out of that, you have to bifurcate them into secured and unsecured. So secured loan, what are secured loan? Means the loan taken by the company by keeping some security, by mortgaging some assets with the financial institute and getting the money for business. And if this loan is repaid, that asset will be like you take loan, suppose you take car loan. So you are in RC book, it is written that hypothecated with ICICI Bank, hypothecated with Citibank, hypothecated with HDFC Bank. So whichever bank you have taken, your RC book, in the RC book, there will be a stamp which is written that it is hypothecated with ICICI Bank. If I wish to sell my car, I can't sell it without the permission of ICICI Bank because I have taken loan from them. It belongs to them till the selling right belongs to them till the loan is not clear. Once I clear the loan, they will give me NOC. With the help of that NOC, I can sell it to the other person. So that is what? Secured loan. Because you have secured your asset, means you have mortgaged your assets with that company from where you have taken the loan. That is called mortgage loan or secured loan. Secured loan are those loan which is taken by the company to raise the sources of fund by keeping some securities, by keeping some security with the financial institute. One of the example of secured loan is debentures. One of the examples of secured loan is debenture. Like shares, debenture is also an instrument which company can issue and get the money. One debenture, 100 rupees. So if I want 20 lakh rupees, I will issue 20,000 shares or debentures of 100 each to the debenture holder, right? And get the money 20 crores. In the debenture, when I issue the debenture, I'll make an agreement with the debenture holder and the company. There will be an agreement called indenture. The agreement between debenture holder and the company is called indenture. What do you call? Indenture. I-N-D-E-N-T-U-R-E. I-N-D-E-N-T-U-R-E. Indenture. In that, all the terms and condition of the loan will be written. That you will get this much percentage of interest every year, either quarterly, half yearly or yearly, right? After this much year, after 5 years, or after 6 years, or every year, keep on paying your loan amount. Either I will pay lump sum after 5 years, or I will pay in 5 years. Means I will pay in 5 years installment every year, thoda thoda, right? In pieces. I will pay after 5 years. Right? If company is not able to make the payment, you will be in a position to take over these assets of the company and sell it in the market. No one will ask question why you are doing that, because you have given that right in that indenture. So company will mortgage certain properties. They will not keep that properties in their house. The property will be with you, but the papers, the title of that property will be given to the, it will be mortgaged with the debenture holders. So as soon as you clear that debenture, that property paper will get back by you. So right, so debentures, bonds are the same thing, right? It is an instrument through which by issuing those debenture will get fixed interest. They will not bear any loss. So preference shares and debentures look like same, right? But they are the owner, whereas debenture holder are the, they are the shareholders. They are called shareholders, right? They are the owner of the company, where debenture holder are the financier of the company. The only difference between shares and debentures is both are giving funds to the company, right? But debenture holder is mortgaged with the, we have some security with them. They are the promoters, they are the financier of the company, whereas preference share and equity shareholder are the owner of the company. Though they are permanent or temporary, but they are owner. They are debenture holder and bond holders are not called owner of the company. They are financier of the company. Okay, then we have bank loan. We can take, any many company has taken bank loan. Right, long-term loan, more than 10 years, 20 years loan taken, long-term loan, mortgage loan, all these example are secured loan. The only main point you have to keep in mind in borrowed fund is secured loan means we have given some security against that loan, which is called collateral security. Okay, then we can take unsecured loan also. Unsecured loan means without any security, if company has taken loan from the directors of the company, Company has taken loan from the employees of the company. Yeah, sometimes company take the loan from employees of the company by taking some part of their salary. That is loan from employee. Sometime company can take a loan from the customer of the company. If I am talking about Coca-Cola, take an example, the Coca-Cola is buying bottles from the Batliwala. So he can take loan from Batliwala also. Right? So that type of loan are unsecured loan. With the help of good relationship, we are taking loan without any security, which is dangerous for the opposite person, but it is good for the company. The example of unsecured loan is director's loan, public deposits, means public had deposited in your company instead of depositing in bank. Bank gives them 9.2% interest, whereas company is giving them 14% interest. So they are coming to you. So public, but there is no security. Public will not get security, but this deposit is an unsecured loan. Short-term loan, loan taken for more than 1 year. But less than 5 years is short-term loan. Okay, so borrowed fund has two categories. So from the trial balance, we'll come to know all types of loan. If it is secured, you write under the head secured. If it is unsecured, you will write under the head unsecured loan. Now we'll talk about liabilities, current liabilities. When you're talking about current liabilities, now what are current liabilities? Dekho, I have explained you share capital from where the company has raised the fund through equity share and preference shares. Reserves and surplus are accumulated profit of the company, which company can use for the future aspects. This is also a type of liabilities, because today or tomorrow, if shareholders demand that, give our money back. So they have to pay them that money back to the company, to the shareholders. But that happens only when the company is at a dissolved shape, means when the company is doing merger and acquisition. Okay, acha, borrowed fund. Borrowed fund means we have taken the fund, we have raised the funds by taking loans. And there are two types of loans, secured and unsecured. Right, and the fourth category is current liabilities. Now, current liabilities are those liabilities. I repeat, current liabilities are those liabilities which are generated because of your operation, because of your day-to-day operation, buying and selling of goods, production process. So, because of your operation, when you buy raw materials from the supplier, we take time from him, 20 days, 30 days, 1 month. So, he become current liabilities. Current liabilities are those obligations of the company which the company has to pay within 1 year, not more than 1 year. If it is more than 1 year, it becomes unsecured loan. If it is more than 1 year, it becomes unsecured loan. Current liabilities are those liabilities which is generated because of your operation, and they are the obligation, fixed obligation, which is paid by the company before 1 year, within 1 year. Example of current liabilities are creditors, means suppliers. Bills payable is another name. Trade bills, bills payable, means we have to pay the bill of the suppliers. They are called bills payable. You have taken short-term period loan, bank overdraft facility. What is bank overdraft facility? Current account, see, bank loan and bank overdraft are different things. Bank loan, you have to do some process, paper process for taking loan. You have to give some securities and then you get the loan. Whereas bank overdraft is a facility given to the current account holder that if they have 1 lakh rupees in their account, and if they issued the check of 1,20,000, the bank will clear their check, because the bank has had a very good relationship with that company, particular company, and the operation is very good. So the bank will clear their check, because nowadays it is a criminal, non-billable offense if your current account check gets bounced. So it is a non-billable warrant issue. Warrant will be issued against you. So in order to safeguard from that particular situation, the bank will clear your check. And as soon as the bank clears the check, 20,000 becomes your overdraft. Means you have taken overdraft from the company. You have taken overdraft from the company. From the bank. So that, on that 20,000, the bank will charge daily basis interest. On that 20,000, the bank will charge daily basis interest. And as soon as you deposit the amount in the bank, that overdraft get cancelled. It become bank balance afterwards. Okay. So that is a short term loan. Then outstanding expenses, means in the month of March you pay some expenses, you incur some expenses like salary, electricity, telephone charges, but they are not paid in that particular month, they are paid in the next month because they are due. So such type of expenses, which are expenses of current year, will be shown as a revenue expenses, but they are not paid, so they become current liabilities. Outstanding expenses because you are following accrual concept. Accrual concept says that record the expense as and when it is incurred. Don't see whether it is paid. Similarly, record the income as and when it is earned. Don't see when it is received. So on that basis, you have recorded the expense which is incurred by you but not paid. So till that time it is not paid, it will be recorded under the heading called current liabilities. So from the company's point of view, it is a liabilities, curse. Okay, then provision for tax. We have to calculate the tax of current year, but we never pay this year tax in this financial year. We pay this financial year's tax in the next year, which is called the assessment year. So for that purpose, for the current year, in order to calculate the profit, we will make a provision for tax on the basis of normally this year, though you have not paid the tax, but we have to make provision for tax that this much tax we are going to pay roughly. So that is called provision for tax, which is paid in the next year in the month of July, September, right? So that is called provision for tax, which is to be paid within 2 or 3 months. So within 1 year, that's the reason it is recorded under current liabilities. The liabilities which is to be paid within 1 year is recorded under the heading called current liabilities. Similarly, proposed dividend. Proposed dividend is again the profit. From the profit, you have to give dividend to the shareholders called equity shareholders and preference shareholders. Preference shareholders dividend you have to pay in advance, means you have to pay this year. But I'm talking about equity shareholders. Equity shareholder will get dividend in the next year, right? So they have to declare that equity shareholder will get this much dividend this year, because their dividend is not fixed. So that is called proposed dividend. Did they pay? No, they are to be paid in the next year. Right? So proposed dividend is a current liabilities. Then provident fund. Every company has a scheme of provident fund. Some part of the salary is deducted and same amount is contributed by the company. Suppose from your salary, your boss is deducting 2000 rupees. Same amount will be contributed by a company, and that is 4000 will be kept in a provident fund account. So provident fund, today or tomorrow, this fund belongs to the workers. We have to pay them back. We have to pay them back. So provident fund is a current liabilities, because today or tomorrow any of the worker is going to come, and some of the worker will be going to come as a new worker, some of the worker will be going back. So in every year, every 1 and 10 year, you are going to pay to some of the workers who are going to retire. So provident fund becomes the current liabilities. So by this we completed the balance sheet. Balance sheet has divided from the trial balance. You will get liabilities of 4 categories. So from that liabilities, you have to select and write it as per the headings. As per the headings. Now we'll move on to the next part, that is the asset part. Now balance sheet asset side will show that where the company has used these funds sources and how they use these sources. Because company needs sources for fixed capital, for fixed asset, and company needs sources for working capital. Working capital means day-to-day business expenditure is called working capital. Day-to-day cash requirement of the business for production or operation process is called working capital. So a good company has to maintain balance between working capital and the fixed asset. So where the company has used these sources, suppose they have collected 400 crores. So how they have used it 400 crores? Full on fixed assets? Or at every stage. So that you have to see, because on the basis of that only we can measure the financial position. If company has full utilized their 400 crores on fixed asset, so there will be no amount left in their hand which is used for operation. So how will they start their operation? And if company is not doing operation, the company had to close down within 1 or 2 months. They will not survive. So it is very much necessary that the finance manager has to decide how much has to invest here and how much has to keep with us. This is an important part. For fixed asset, larger part of your sources is used in fixed asset. Smaller part of the sources is kept as working capital. Okay, so fixed asset, I have given you an example of fixed asset. Some of the sources through which you have raised by share capital or borrowed fund, that money is used by company for purchasing fixed asset like plant and machinery, furniture, leasehold premises, means you have taken the premises on a lease basis, because government always take the premises on a lease basis. Suppose you have a coal mine, the government will take that coal mine because government want a monopoly of coal. they should not be given to in the hands of capitalist people, means some few private industry. That's the reason government has taken coal under their heading, under their supervision, so that there should not be any monopolistic, that there should not be exploitation of the consumer. So for that purpose they have taken the mines on a lease basis for 100 years, 50 years, 60 years. So till that time, that lease you are paying, that is a property for you. So leasehold premises, freehold premises, engineering tools, motor car, goodwill, patents, all these are fixed asset. So major part of your sources will be used for this fixed asset. And one thing I want to make it clear, that this asset, the investment which is done by the company on this asset is fixed, means it is not again and again. It will not be again and again. It will, once the investment is done, it benefits may last over many years. This type of expenditure is not done again and again. They are done with immense care and precaution, and once they are done, their benefits may last over many years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, right? And after 40 years, you may again go for such type of investment. Understood? So some major part of your sources will be invested in fixed asset. Now second, company do some investments. Now why do company you do some investment? Company is running, so why they want to do investment in some other company? You know, with an intention, suppose in futures, if I have to make payment to the debenture holder, I have promised them that I will pay you after 5 years. Or if I make payment to the preference holder, I promise them that after 10 years, you take your money back. So at after 10 years, if I'm not in a position to make them, I don't have money to make them payment. So what I will do? I have to sell off my asset. So I can't sell fixed asset. If I sell my fixed asset, that will obstruct my operations. Right? For that purpose, this investment is kept by the company. Whenever this type of need, short-term needs are there, you will sell off this investment, get the money, because they are invested at a market rate and they may get more of that. Here in case of fixed asset, 200 crores you have purchased, but when you are selling that, you will not get 200, you may get 100 crores. So there is a loss of 100 crores, and to buy that again, you need 200 crores. So if selling this asset is a major problem for the company. So to avoid that problem, company do investment for a purpose of future payment aspect, short term payments. If company is planning that after 10 years, this fellow has to be paid. So at that time, if company don't have money, so what the company do, they will keep some reserve and same amount will be invested till 10 years. Every year they will keep on investing. And the 10th year they will sell off the investment, get the money and pay these fellows preference shares or borrowed fund. So for that purpose, the company do investment. Investment can be done on government bonds, shares of subsidiary company, means sister concern, subsidiary company, right? And various other, etc. Okay, now we'll move on to the third part, is current assets and advances. Now what are current assets? The assets which are generated because of your operation. For example, stock. There are three types of stock. Raw material stock. When I talk about current asset, the main asset is the stock. There are three types of stock. Raw material stock, work in progress stock, means half is done, production is done, half is still remaining. That such type of stock is called work in progress or semi-finished goods and finished goods stock. Three types of stocks are written under current asset. Debtors. Who are debtors? Debtors means customer from whom I have to receive money. To whom I have sold on credit basis of 1 month or 1.5 month or 40 days or 20 days. So after 20 days, I am going to get that money. So that money will be used for operation in the operating cycle. That's the reason they are called working capital. This current asset is called working capital. Bills receivable. Again, the customers. Right? Cash and bank balance, advance paid by you, advance tax you have paid advance to some expense, prepaid expenses, means some of the expense you have paid in advance because of matching concept. Suppose you have paid on 1st January, you have taken insurance policy for the whole year, you paid 14,000, say 12,000, but your year ends on 31st March. So January, February, March, how many months expense you have to pay for this year? Only 3 months, but you have paid for 12 months. So that 8 months or that 9 months will be treated as prepaid expense. As per matching concept, that expense will be taken in the next year. So for this year, it becomes a current asset for you, prepaid expense. Then short-term investment, the investment which you make for 1 or 2 months or 3 months, short-term investment to make the surplus cash, to you make use of surplus cash effectively, we make short-term or marketable investment. So all these are the examples of current assets. All these are the examples of current assets. Now, in this, there are two assets, two current assets which are less liquid. They are called non-liquid assets. See, all current assets are those assets which can be easily liquefied. Which can be easily liquefied. In that, there are two current assets which are non-liquid assets. Rest all are quick assets, but two current assets are non-quick assets. One is the stock and second one is the prepaid expense. One is the stock. They are the least quick asset. Means in order to sell the stock, it will take time. It will take time. If you want to sell that, means at once, you have to reduce the rate and then sell it. Then it can be sold. But in that case, you may suffer a huge loss. Rest all assets can be sold within the market with a negligible loss. Whereas these two assets will give you less cash, or it will take time to get converted into cash. Prepaid expense, though, I can't get converted into cash. That's the reason it is called least liquid asset. So least liquid asset is stock and prepaid expense. Similarly, least current asset, current liability is bank OD and advance income received. These two liabilities are non-quick liabilities, and these two assets are non-quick assets. Why they are called non-quick asset? Because they cannot be easily and fastly converted into cash as the other current assets. Okay, fine. Now we'll talk about the last heading called miscellaneous expenditure. Here we have reserves and surplus. Here we have miscellaneous expenditure. Reserves and surplus ka definition is accumulated profit, undistributed profit. Miscellaneous expenditure ka definition is undistributed loss, accumulated loss. There are some expenses which company pay in advance before starting any operations. For example, research and development expense. It is not your operation expense, but that expense are paid in advance before the actual production. So that expense will be shown as miscellaneous expenditure, reserves and development expenses. And every year, some part of the expense is shown in your operation expense. But till that time, that will remain in the balance sheet. Then you have preliminary expense. When you start your company, preliminary expense. When you start your company, at that time you pay underwriting commission to the shareholders. You may issue some expenses for issue of shares, issue of debentures. The company has not yet started, but you have incurred some expense at establishment state of the company. That is called preliminary expense. They cannot be charged directly to the operations, since this expense are not done for operation. So I can't show this expense as an operation expense. So they are should be shown as a miscellaneous expenditure. And every year, such type of expenses is written off. Means, suppose if it is 5,000, so it should be become, if this expense should become nil in 5 years, because it is a rule of income tax department that such type of expenses should become nil within 5 years. So every year, 1,000 means 20% of the expense incurred by you will be taken as operating expense, which will be charged in revenue statement, which we are going to do in the next chapter. Okay, preliminary expense, underwriting commission, because when you issue the shares, na, what this big merchant banking do, you know, merchant bankers, they will buy all the shares of the company and from there they will sell. Not the normal bank, but the merchant bankers, they have the company to issue the share in the market. So at that time, the company has to pay to the merchant banker the underwriting commission. Right? Commission. Then we have share issue expense. At the time of issue of shares, company has to pay this expense, share issue expenses, incorporation expenses. Acha, at the end of the year, if the company is getting a profit, it is written under reserves and surplus as profit and loss. It will be shown as a reserves and surplus as profit. But at the end of the year, if company is getting a loss, it will be shown under miscellaneous expenditure as profit and loss. So from the trial balance, you have assets and liabilities. That assets and liabilities are again further divided into four parts. So from the trial balance, you have to take the items and post in different headings. So this is how, these are the items which you have to write under a separate heading: reserves and surplus, share capital, borrowed fund, current liabilities. In the asset, you have fixed asset, investment, current assets, and miscellaneous expenditure. So by this, we completed the third chapter, which is called financial statement, called balance sheet. I repeat, balance sheet is a financial statement which is prepared with the help of trial balance, but on a particular day. It is not for the whole year. It shows the financial position of the business. With the help of this, we can make out that how much fund they had raised and how much fund they had utilized in fixed asset and working capital. If they have utilized the full fund in fixed asset, they don't have anything in current asset. That means the company is not able to operate properly. The company has not managed this fund properly. So that will show the financial position. With the help of that, we can take decision whether to invest in this type of company or not. So this type of things are conveyed to the shareholders, to the suppliers, to the people who are linked with the company. So they can see this financial statement, use some calculation techniques, which is called ratio. With the help of that, they can decide whether to go for this company or to remove their money from this company. Okay, so by this we end up the chapter third. We'll move on to the next chapter, which is called revenue statement. Okay, so take a break of 2 minutes so that you will revise all these things, and we'll move on to the next chapter.